Building Bridges, your community and labor report, brings you a news feature.
Meanwhile, the Domino's Sugar sign near their factory on the Brooklyn side of the East River is clearly visible from Manhattan's east side. The struggle of the striking Domino workers is all but invisible. The over 300 workers at Domino's Sugar, members of International Longshoremen's Association 1814, have been without a contract since October of 1998 and were forced out on strike in June of 1999. Their employer, the Tate & Lyle Corporation, is an international conglomerate based in Britain. After a successful war against their workers in a plant in Staley, Illinois, a few years back, Tate & Lyle demanded that the Domino workers in Brooklyn give up their full-time status, precipitating the strike that goes on to this day.
Ken, while the Domino workers have maintained their picket line all this time, and the Central Labor Council has initiated a boycott of Domino Sugar, much, much more needs to be done. The struggle did receive a definite infusion of solidarity when the Direct Action Network Solidarity Group sponsored a benefit for the Domino workers. Originally, the benefit was also to include the Road and Horn lumber workers who had been on strike. They're members of Teamsters Local 1205. Those workers recently, however, won their struggle and, as we'll hear, donated their share of the benefit to the Domino workers. The large auditorium was absolutely packed with workers and youth to hear Domino shop steward Charlie Milan and Carrie Ann Daniels talk about their struggle and to ask for solidarity now and forever.
And the benefit was introduced by Lee Dillon from the Direct Action Network.
This is going to be a benefit for the Domino Sugar Strike Fund. We're going to be having a speaker tonight who's going to tell you briefly why it's not a benefit for Domino Sugar workers and Road and Horn workers. That will be good. This is being put on by the Direct Action Network Labor Working Group. Yeah. The Direct Action Network's Labor Working Group is an organization that formed primarily out of the demonstrations that happened in Seattle, trying to reforge alliances with labor and activists in the community who are not actually in unions. We do support work for labor organizing drives in New York and labor unions that are having, you know, struggles and fights with their employers or the bosses. And we encourage you all to get involved. We're doing a lot of very important work in New York. If Charlie Milan and Carrie Ann Daniels could come up from Domino Sugar, they're workers who have been on strike at Domino Sugar, and they're going to say a few words.
Good evening. My name is Carrie Ann Daniels. I have been a worker at Domino Sugar for 20 years, and my future looked very bleak. Tate and Lyle, but we named them Tate and Lie, have done everything possible to try to get the union out of our company. They came in, they made it plain. They did not want a union inside. We have members standing on the streets. They have been on the streets for 17 months. They have brought in goons from different states. They film us 24 hours. They try to catch us doing anything. We have been arrested. I have been ran over. I have been put in jail, but I will not give up. I feel that these people owe me something for 20 years of my life. I told them, yes, we are small in numbers. You will not sweep me under the rug and hope that I would disappear. Not so. It's not going to happen. For you, most of you out there, I'm quite sure the majority of you are much younger than I am. Start to fight now for your future. Do not allow these large corporations to come in and make a doormat out of you after you have given so much. My members have made this company number one all this time. And now they come in and tell me that I do not deserve a decent wage. I do not deserve decent help benefits. They tell me that after 20 years, they're going to rip away my seniority. They have taken people that I came up through the ranks with 20 years. They have divided us. They have pitted us against one another. And we have came to the conclusion that you cannot fight these large corporations, just one union alone. You have to unite, stand firm, and fight to the death.
I really don't know what I could say after Carrie Ann. But what I have to say is what happened in Seattle, what was done in Seattle, was the right thing. These global companies are in here in the United States, and they want to make their own rules, their own regulations. They do not want to bother with the rules or the laws of the countries they're in. They don't care about people. All they care is about money, making more and more and more money. These corporations, they want to get together and form their own United Nations. We call it the New World Order. They want to break the workers. They want to control the workers all over the world. In Domino Sugar and other industries, we have fought for these benefits for years. It took us, or the labor movement, it took over 100 years to get the benefits we have. And these people want to take it away in one contract. Well, what I say and what my people say down on the line, hell no. We won't go.
The next person that we have coming up to speak is Timothy Lynch. He is from the Teamsters, Local 1205.
What do we want for the domino workers? Justice! Yes. When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
It's just a taste. We're not going away. The Rodenhorn workers come Monday morning. They're walking back inside Rodenhorn with their heads held high, with a contract in their hands. They won that contract because of their courage, but also because of the courage of people in this audience and elsewhere who know what it's like to work for a living and to see their fellow human beings as just that, human beings, deserving the full fruits of their labor. The people at Rodenhorn were on a picket line for 13 months every day. They were illegally locked out, and we pledged to them, I'm the president of this local, that we will not be going away. We will be here till the end of time. We will die first before we capitulate to these killer bosses that think they have a right to see people any way they please. Labor is the only source of wealth. There is no other source. Except the land, the raw material. I'm very grateful that we have this opportunity to donate our money to assist the workers at Domino Sugar, and I hope everyone here not only will continue the support that they have shown to those folks, those courageous workers, but spread the word. This is a fight that has been ongoing for 18 months, and there's been tragedy and there's been victory, and the courage is going to continue to grow and hopefully be inspired by everyone that's in this room.
Okay, I just want to encourage people to get involved. A lot of the work that we do in Dan Labor is about supporting these struggles. And really, you know, the United States government has very divisively tried to separate the labor movement from the community, and we can change that. We can stop that. We can support these struggles, and we need to. So get involved.
Ken, it's about time we improved our diet.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I think we should start by eliminating Domino Sugar from our diet. Boycott Domino Sugar now. And if you want to help contribute to the strike fund or to agitate and organize and educate around the Domino struggle, call 212-502-8548. That's 212-502-8548.
This has been a Building Bridges, Your Community and Labor Report special report, filed by Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash.
You can tune in to Building Bridges Monday from 2 to 3 p.m.